29 minutes to go till 4 o'clock, first hour of downtown. Oh, yeah. On your Wednesday afternoon. Maine Athletic Director Carlton Creech next hour. Kyle Draper, Comcast Sportsnet New England in the 5. And right now, on board the G&M Family Market phone line, some Red Sox talk as we're joined by Jen McCaffrey of MassLive.com and the Springfield Republican. Jen, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Great to have you on with us. And kudos, by the way. I was quite impressed last night with your Stranger Things reference.
Yeah, you know, gotta bring out the 11 reference whenever you can. And figured with the losing streak ending, that was fitting.
Absolutely. Hey, were you a little surprised last night, David Price, with a fairly rough outing? Were you surprised that John Farrell left him in there as long as he did?
Yeah, you know, that was a little strange. I think that he, after the game, he told reporters there that he was trying to see him through and kind of see what he could get out of him. But the whole game, he just sort of looked a little off. And, you know, the past couple outings hasn't been as sharp. So it was a little bit of a curious move to kind of leave him in there, you know, especially as they're climbing their way towards the postseason and maybe, you know, you're trying to save some bullets for guys. So, you know, that probably wasn't the best move on his part. And obviously they ended up losing, but they'll turn to Buckholz tonight.
Well, assuming that he won't make that Sunday start, he'll finish the year 17-9, a 4.04 ERA, 225 innings, 29 home runs allowed. In many ways, obviously a success. Some other ways, a bit of a disappointment. But has the Rick Porcello experienced maybe given us the idea that patience is a good idea with these guys when they first come over under a big contract?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Porcello, you know, is a prime example for that. It took him a year to kind of get some things figured out and kind of relax a little bit and take the pressure off himself. And obviously Price came in with, you know, even higher expectations than Porcello did at the beginning of 2015. So I don't think it's out of the question or out of the realm of possibility that this year put a lot of pressure on him. And while you can kind of say, you know, a guy of his caliber should be able to overcome that, I think we've seen time and time again that Boston is a different market for a lot of these top tier players. Even if you look at a guy like Hanley Ramirez and guys in the past as well, that the first year is kind of a tough adjustment. And you know, he obviously settled down in the second half and pitched much, much better than he was through the first couple months of the season. But yeah, I think everyone is kind of looking for more out of him next year and certainly in the playoffs.
Now, in the kind of year it's been, would it be strangely appropriate for Clay Buckholz to be the guy out there on the mound tonight when the Red Sox finally clinch the division?
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about that earlier today, how it would be sort of just, yeah, kind of a fitting way to wrap this all up the way, you know, he was struggling mightily in the beginning of the season, gets taken out of the rotation, goes to the bullpen, kind of remakes himself a little bit, and wouldn't really have gotten back into the rotation if not for that Stephen Wright injury in August. So some sort of, you know, strange turns of events, and you know, credit to him for kind of sticking with it and not just totally giving up and feeling like he was given up on. And yeah, it would be pretty interesting to kind of see him go out there and shut down the Yankees and kind of help them clinch a title given all that he's been through this season.
Now, what do you think his role will be in postseason? Will he be part of that rotation, or will they go with Erod after his last couple of performances especially?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think that they'll go with a four-man, you know, rotation as most teams do in the playoffs. So I'm not sure, like, yeah, obviously we'll have Price and Porcello up front there, and you know, I don't know. I guess it kind of depends over the next start or so for him to see how he kind of performs here, if he's in the three hole or if Rodriguez is. But the two of those guys have really, you know, solidified their standing over the past few weeks with pretty solid performances dating back three or four times through the rotation now. So obviously with the news of Pomeranz kind of not getting a start for the rest of the season, that sort of you know, solidifies the playoff rotation with those four guys. And now I think, yeah, like you were saying, just a matter of figuring out who goes in three and who goes in four. I would give Buckholz the edge right now just because of his experience and having pitched in the playoffs before. So like I said, we'll kind of have to see how things play out over the next few days.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey of MassLive.com. Do you anticipate any other tweaks to the roster before the playoffs begin? There was a little bit of talk over the weekend about the possibility of a Pablo Sandoval return. Do you see any chance of that happening?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting that kind of came to light, because you would assume that Farrell wouldn't want really any more distractions at that point, and he was pretty much the one that brought it up. So that was interesting. I think they're trying to push the guys that are in that third base spot right now, meaning Travis Shaw and even Brock Holt, to kind of get a little bit more production out of them. But Farrell also since then has said that the only way that Sandoval would end up in the postseason roster would be if a guy got hurt, you know, in the next week or so. So I don't really think that they'll push him into a spot like that, but they have the option to, I guess, if they want to, in the way that he's, I guess, really come along in rehab since that shoulder surgery, labrum surgery back in May. They've been impressed with his work ethic and the way that he's played in some of those instructional league games. But right now, it looks like it'll come down to Shaw and to Holt kind of slipping back and forth between that third base spot when the postseason comes.
They've been playing so well here in the month of September. Jen, who do you see, from your perspective, is the biggest obstacle to this team getting to the World Series?
Yeah, you know, Cleveland had been for a while, and of course now Kluber, has that injury. So that's going to be interesting to see how that affects them. Texas, obviously, is just ahead of them in the standings, and they're kind of battling with them for that top seed and home field advantage, you know, in throughout the postseason for the AL. But I think it really kind of comes down to one of those two teams. They've proven that they can beat Toronto, and obviously did that, you know, over our last couple weeks handily. So they don't see Texas all that often, and kind of Texas is a hidden gem, if you will, in the AL. They kind of get overlooked a lot, but they're pretty well put together team. So that would be, I think that would be their biggest fight at this point.
Now this weekend, you'll be at Fenway for the big ceremonies, the 3-day celebration of the career of David Ortiz, and certainly well deserving all of it. But boy, it's interesting to me that people have forgotten some of the moments along the way when Big Poppy wasn't always all about team, that there were times on his Red Sox journey when he would venture out and complain about scoring decisions and complain about contract offers. So it's great to celebrate his departure, but let's also along the way make it an honest portrayal of what he's been like as a member of the Red Sox.
Yeah, you know, I think people always fall into that habit of, you know, when a guy's retiring and he's had a largely positive career, especially, you know, in this market, people always fall into that habit of kind of putting on the rose-colored glasses and only seeing what they want to see out of a guy's career. But there have been ups and downs with him here. Like you were saying, sort of storming into the press conference upset about the way one of his hits was called an error. And, just some of the things he said over the years, you know. But I think people by and large view him as a, you know, just a positive influence, and just the way that he helps bring, you know, 3 World Series championships to this city and to the region and the fans in general. Just I think people that's what they're going to remember mostly, you know, for him, and that's kind of what they're thanking him for, I would think.
So after Big Poppy goes away, who becomes the emotional leader of this team next season?
You know, that's kind of something that we haven't really addressed too much. It's kind of all been about, you know, his numbers and kind of, you know, losing that bat in the order and the lineup and trying to figure that out. But we haven't talked too much about, you know, how this team is going to gel without one of their biggest, you know, leaders on the field. Pedroia doesn't have the same personality, you know, as Ortiz does. And while he's a great clubhouse guy for his teammates and bringing guys together, it's just a different way. He approaches it in a different way. So it'll be interesting to see how Ortiz has rubbed off on a lot of these younger guys like Betts and Bradley and Bogarts and kind of, you know, the intangible, the intangibles that they've kind of just learned from him in kind of how to carry themselves and you know, maybe be the next type of Ortiz for the team in for the future. But I think it might take a while to find that guy that's going to, you know, rise to the top and be the next type of guy that Ortiz was. But I think that they've kind of got a good core of guys here that could, one of them could kind of fill in that void.
Jen McCaffrey covers the Red Sox for Mass Live and the Springfield Republican. Jen, as always, great talking with you. Thanks for making time this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
You betcha. It's 18 minutes to go for the top of the hour. Boston Insiders, they're brought to you every day by our friend.